This is Cruise Control. Control.
Your on-air automotive magazine with co-hosts Fred Staub and Les Jackson. Control. Everything you need to know about new and used cars. Control. Industry news. We'll fix or repair your car on the air. Control. Fasten your seatbelts and let us take the wheel.
Now, your ride is about to begin.
Control. Because you're on Cruise Control.
Cruise Control. Cruise Control.
That rearview mirror just fell. Oh, well, anyway, welcome to Cruise Control Radio, your on-air automotive magazine. I'm Les Jackson. I'm now no longer looking at this at a side view mirror on the van, but Fred has one. Fred Staub over on the other side. Are we clear to change lanes here, Fred?
Yes, we are. I've had to tape a mirror on the side of the truck. I'll tell you why, though.
Well... we do have our little maintenance problems with the van, but we don't have maintenance problems with all the stories that we have to talk about the auto industry, because they're just never ending, and they're always interesting and sometimes surprising.
Yes.
Including with over at Honda. They have plans to trim their lineup.
Yeah, we'll tell you what that means, and if you're looking for a new Honda, what you may or may not be able to buy. And then, will Lordstown, Ohio's GM plant come back to build EV pickups? Well, it's an idea that's been floated around, but we'll see if it happens.
Somebody, they're really pushing hard to keep that plant open. And meanwhile, Subaru sales are suffering. Which is kind of strange, and we'll tell you why.
Yeah, normally they do real well, don't they?
They do. I'm rather surprised.
Yeah, and Apple CarPlay. It's usually free on many models. Sometimes it's the free on the next model up from the base. But BMW charges for it, and that might mean you'll pay for it if you have a new Supra as well. Supra
That's
made
right.
by Toyota.
That's right, but it's a an associated product with
yes.
the BMW. And why are thieves stealing side view mirrors?
Ah, I guess that's what happened to the cruise control van, right?
That might explain it.
Yeah.
Because that guy that was riding alongside us on the bike had a couple screwdrivers.
Yeah, and. Besides that, we'll tell you about Deals of the Week, our new segment, and they include pickup trucks, some mid-sized pickup trucks, and SUVs on sale. Deals, deals, deals.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Come,
volume,
Who's
got a
volume,
pen?
Vibe.
Who's got a pen?
Two-for-one sale, and you have an at-the-wheel review of the Lexus ES300H. Ultra Lux. When we get a little later in the show, that's a pretty cool vehicle.
Yeah, big car. That thing got over 50 miles to the gallon on the
wow.
highway. Isn't that crazy?
Well, that's the way it ought to be.
Well, yeah. With $4 gas, if you're like some of our California friends, I think they would agree with that. So, a lot coming up. Also, if you have a 2010 or newer Jeep product, anything, Cherokee, Grand Cherokee, Wrangler, you name it, you can win yourself a free custom leather interior from the folks over at Catskin. How do you do it? You head over to our Cruise Control Facebook page. Check it out, but you must enter by May 15th. We'll be right back.
You got a great car.
Cruise Control.
And welcome back to Cruise Control Radio, your on-air automotive magazine. Check us out at cruisecontrolradio.com. And as I was mentioning before the break, if you have a Jeep product 2010 or newer, it can be a Wrangler, Grand Cherokee, Cherokee, whatever. If it's a Jeep 2010 or newer, you can win yourself a brand new custom leather interior. Yes, it will be installed by the folks over at Catskin. Really, really nice stuff. You can even customize it for colors and textures and piping and all that. It's like a $2,500 prize.
That's a really great prize.
And it's easy to enter, Les. All you have to do is go over to our Cruise Control Radio Facebook page. The rules are right there. They're real simple. Doesn't cost you anything. Cruise Control Radio Facebook page. Head over there now. You got to enter by May 15th. because somebody's going to get an incredible upgrade to their interior. Maybe you bought a Jeep and you have cloth seats. You don't like it. You didn't like the cloth seats, or maybe the cloth seats got a little funky somehow over the last couple of years. Now's your chance to get a complete leather interior, custom. You can pick colors, piping, stitching, all that. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So head on over to our Cruise Control Radio Facebook page. Give us a like while you're there, too. We don't mind that at all either, do we?
Not at all. But by all means, if you know, take advantage of this. This is not any kind of a downside. This is a great prize.
Yeah, maybe you've been thinking about doing it. You can do it. Yeah. So Honda announced this week it's going to reduce model trim lines and streamline its output. And they have a new global architecture coming next year. What about that, huh?
I just hope they don't get rid of models that, I mean, all their models are great.
I love the Accord, but I don't know who's buying it.
Well, I don't either. I mean, and that's sad because it's just a terrific car. Of course, people are buying the Civic.
Yep.
Because it's probably the most reliable car you can get for the money.
Mm-hmm.
And but the Accord, you're right. Maybe people just in America aren't necessarily buying it.
Well, the Accord with a hybrid system—that's a 50-plus mile per gallon car. That's pretty good, right?
It's great. I've liked it ever since it came out years ago.
Yeah. Well, Honda said they're going to slash the number of model variations available in North America and overhaul its production base in a new push to improve efficiency to invest in next-generation technologies. The Honda CEO this week said the company will introduce a new vehicle platform next year and introduce its two-motor hybrid system across the entire vehicle lineup. That's exciting, isn't it?
That is exciting. And they also want to cut the man hours necessary to build the vehicles
mm-hmm.
by a lot.
Yeah, they certainly do. They've had a 13% decline in sales this year, and they're going to cut down on the different types of models on the Accord sedan, Fit Compact, CRV crossovers. Kind of like what you think about it, that's kind of what like Kia does, doesn't it? They put everything in every car, pretty much.
That's right. So which ones do you think they'll discontinue?
I don't think they'll discontinue any. I think they'll just, if you have three or four trim levels, they might go down to two, something like that.
That's right. And maybe they'll get rid of a hybrid version of one or another.
Well, I think eventually what this announcement means is every vehicle in Honda's lineup will be available as a hybrid.
Well, in that case, maybe what they'll do is get rid of some of the models that aren't particularly selling well. Maybe they'll get rid of the gas-powered ones.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think you might get rid of the straight gas-powered ones. That's definitely a possibility. Yeah. So, big changes ahead at Honda. They always build some great products. They build a lot of them here in the U.S., don't they?
Well, they do. And everybody you know that has a Honda, you know, they just say, well, I bought it 10 years ago and, you know, I have the oil changed and that's all I've ever done to it.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Now, moving on, you know, of course, the story of the Lordstown, Ohio plant for GM. They built the Chevy Cruze there. They no longer do that. It's become a bit of a political football. And now there might be a deal to start building vehicles there again, but they may not be GM vehicles. We'll tell you what they will be or could be when we come back on Cruise Control Radio, your on-air automotive magazine. Stay tuned. Make sure you enter that catskin contest over at our Cruise Control Radio Facebook page. And that's specifically for Jeep owners 2010 or newer. We'll be right back.
Control.
Welcome back to Cruise Control. We're here. Fred's over there in the in the passenger seat.
Hello.
I am in the driver's seat, although I don't seem to find the steering wheel. Has that been stolen too?
No, just the side view mirrors, but we'll get to that. Yeah, but
okay.
But first...
Well, give me the vice grip pliers so I can turn the wheel.
Here you go. Snap them on.
Thank you. But at least this thing is running, and it was built somewhere. It wasn't built in Lordstown, Ohio.
We're not sure where it was built.
Well, no one will admit to it. but the many hundreds of thousands of Chevrolets, GM vehicles have been built in Lordstown, Ohio over the years.
Mm-hmm.
But the plant is kind of closing, and then it's not closing, and then it's closing, and it's not closing, and hopefully there's a deal in afoot.
In March, it was what they call idled, when they stopped producing the Chevy Cruze compact sedan, which was a great little car.
Terrific.
You know, wow, I bet you can buy one of those new really cheap.
You know, I'll bet you can. It's like the Pontiac Sunfire when Pontiac ended things. You could buy those just for like 50 cents on the dollar.
Yeah. And so the plan now, that's this week, of course, this has become a bit of a political football. And GM kind of played it kind of a little funkily when they started building the Blazer in Mexico the week that they idled the plant in Lordstown. It just was not good timing, I would say, right? Bad optics, isn't that what they say?
Yes, they call it bad optics.
Yeah. So, but what might happen now is Workhorse, which is looking at building an electric pickup truck, may bring that work to the Lordstown plant. But the problem is it will only be one shift.
Right.
So there's some talk the UAW is holding out that GM should assign a new product there. Meanwhile, the folks at Workhorse are saying, oh, we'll come in there and get it going. So, you know, UAW doesn't want to sign up for something that will be a one shift operation. Of course, Workhorse has the possibility of being awarded a multi-billion dollar contract from the U.S. Postal Service for 180,000 trucks.
Now, that's a serious amount of vehicles, and obviously that would open up all the shifts.
That would open up all the shifts, but they don't have that yet, right?
No, because there's concern that maybe a company as relatively small as Workhorse can't really deliver. It's like Bantam when they invented the Jeep in World War II, that the contracts to build them went to Ford and General Motors because they didn't feel Bantam could do it.
Yeah. So how will this all come out? We don't know, but we'll keep you up to date on Cruise Control Radio, right?
Well, yeah, and we, you know, what we want is for the factory to stay open.
Right, exactly. And it's good in a sense that somebody's talking about it, and it's good in a sense that GM may step up and say, hold on a second, we want that plant, you know, and this might force their hand a little bit. It would be great if they could do it all, if they could build those things and the postal trucks and something else from GM in the plant. It would be wonderful if that could happen. I don't know if it can, but it wouldn't that be great if they could do all the work, right?
Well, it would be terrific. Maybe, you know, even in a perfect world, they could enlarge the plant and do all that stuff.
Right. Exactly. Well, one brand that does not need larger plants right now is Subaru. Now, they've been hit. Profits have fallen by half compared to last year. However, sales are good. Now, what's going on there? Their operating income declined by 48.5%. And it has to do with some recalls, I believe. Right, Les?
That's right. The recalls really, really dented, I guess, beat their earnings.
Mm-hmm.
It's cost them, well, it's kind of cost them all their profits.
Yeah, and they have one plant in Gunma, Japan, and it stopped in January 2019 to remedy issues with the Forester, Crosstrek, and Prezza electric power steering units, and that cost Subaru nearly 10 days of production, which is about 30,000 vehicles. Take that, Elon Musk.
Yes, pay attention, Elon.
Wow. And then there was a recall of 500,000 vehicles in Japan due to fraudulent final inspections. So while they're selling cars, sales continue to go strong in the U.S. They've been hit with both of these situations. So they took 30,000 units out of their plan there, right?
That's right, which drops the net income 33%.
Now, in the North American market, Subaru sold 717,000 vehicles during the past fiscal year. That's pretty impressive.
That's a very serious amount of vehicles, no matter what you're talking about.
Yeah, so there you have it. It's the good and the bad of Subaru. Sales always do well. I know if you're in the Northeast, they're everywhere, aren't they?
Well, they are, and it's hard to get a really good deal on a Subaru because they're such in demand.
Yeah, definitely in demand. But we'll keep you up to date on Subaru here at Cruise Control Radio. Hey, coming up, we got a lot more to go. We're going to talk about Apple CarPlay. Now, that is the easy way to connect your Apple phone to your system in your car. You can get navigation. You can get your streamed audio, some of which may include Cruise Control Radio. It's normally, you know, in the second model up from base, and it's used in place of a navigation system. Well, BMW actually charges for it a lot, like a subscription fee. And because BMW and the Toyota Supra are so closely aligned, you might have to pay for it in the Supra. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about enhancements to Android Auto, which is the Android version of Apple CarPlay. And why are thieves stealing side view mirrors? It's become a bit of a thing in New York City. Remember when they used to steal Cadillac bumpers back
That's
in the
right.
80s? And people took to welding them on. It was like a little business where people would tack weld them on. So if they couldn't just pull, you know, 8 bolts and walk away with basically the whole front of the car and a giant crash part. So, you know, that was a situation in New York. Now it's side view mirrors. And we're also going to have an episode of Deals of the Week where we got some great deals if you're heading out this weekend to buy a vehicle. Plus an at the wheel review of the Lexus ES300H Ultra Lux. I like saying Ultra Lux, don't you?
Ultra Lux. Sounds like a vacuum cleaner.
Oh, well, we could talk about Dyson's electric cars, too.
Oh, perfect. See, there we are.
Yeah. So all that and more. We also want to remind you to go over to our Cruise Control Radio Facebook page. We've been telling you about it all during the show. If you have a Jeep product, 2010 or newer, Wrangler, Cherokee, Grand Cherokee, anything, and you want a custom leather interior free of charge, you can enter to win this. It's a catskin leather interior, custom colors, custom stitching, whatever you want, installed by one of their installers. All you have to do is go over to the Cruise Control Radio Facebook page. The post is right up there on the top. Follow the instructions. Put a comment down there with your picture and the reason why you need a catskin leather interior in your Jeep. It's all right there, and you can win, but you must enter by May 15th. Must enter by May 15th for that catskin leather interior for your 2010 Jeep product, 2010 or newer Jeep product. Go there now, and we'll be right back after the break. Fred Staub, Les Jackson, you're on Cruise Control.
Behind the wheel of a large automobile. Cruise Control.
Welcome back to Cruise Control Radio. Time to talk a little Apple CarPlay, a little Android Auto. If you're out there motoring around, you probably use both of those. You got to connect up with a cable. But it can do great things, Les. It typically what happens is the base model of a car doesn't have much of a display. The next right. model up has a display. You connect your phone with a cable, and you if you have an Apple phone, it's Apple CarPlay. If you have Android, it's Android Auto. Then you have your voice-operated navigation system. You can send and receive texts. You can do all sorts of things. Use things like Spotify, AHA Radio, which where you would have access to our Cruise Control Radio podcast, which is kind of fun. But, you know, for most people, this once you get it in your car, there's no monthly charge. There's no charge to use it. It's just there. It's installed in the car, and you as long as you have a cable to plug in, you can use it forever, right? And it typically is to offer you a mid-level type of car where there's no built-in navigation, but you have this Apple CarPlay or you have this Android Auto, which is great, and it works wonderfully, right? But not BMW.
Because Nope.
For BMW, you have to pay $80 a year to a subscription for Apple CarPlay. You don't even get Android Auto. Previous to that, it was a $300 option, which is fine. A one-time cost, right?
That's right. But now it's $80 a year.
Right. Now it appears, this is all part of their connected drive service. Now it appears that people have paid this money. They can't even get into it because there's some kind of technical problem where they're with their connected drive service.
Automatic refund?
I would say, can I bring the car back? This is according to MotorOne.com. They are the only automaker, BMW, to charge an annual subscription for CarPlay. The move is a controversial one. And Toyota is considering a subscription service for the Supra because that has a lot of BMW technology in it. I think that is a real turnoff, frankly.
I think it's something that needs to be made fun of.
And if I could do it, but it'd probably be very hard because it's so integrated in, I would take the BMW radio out and get one of many aftermarket great radios that have it built in and put it in and say, there, I don't have to pay for it. I bought the radio for a couple of $100 and it's done. And now I will have it forever. But it might be a little bit harder to do that. Stupid, controversial thing. I think it's terrible. I really do.
It's not what it is sort of arrogant.
Yeah. And in 2018, BMW began charging $80 for 12 months of CarPlay access. I don't even know if they give you Android Auto access, which is another thing. Sometimes on certain Toyota vehicles, they have no Android Auto access. More people have Android phones than Apple phones.
That's right. But you know, when they built the architecture in a given model, they weren't thinking about Android.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, so the fact that the Supra shares some of this technology as the BMW Z4, that's what it's built on, there's talk that they may make this a subscription. Now, You are offered an option for $300 that unlocks the functionality for 240 months or 20 years. Why not just say it's unlocked, you know, and you use it?
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know. I think this is one of the dumbest, confusing things here. Many Toyota models offer Apple CarPlay as a standard feature, including the 2020 Corolla, with a base price of $20,000.
The Corolla.
Yes.
but you can't get it in your $100,000 BMW.
That's right. And the 2020 Yaris hatchback will have CarPlay and Android Auto as standard. They haven't disclosed the price, but that will probably be around $20,000. As I said, The Nissan Sentra, or the new Versa, I should say, is going to have it or offer it at a certain trim level, which is great because then it's like having a navigation system, and the navigation system is constantly updated as you get a new phone or you get updates over the air. So it makes a lot of sense, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you get all the other safety stuff in the Versa.
Yeah. So anyway, I think it's just, this is a dud when it comes to BMW, and I'm sorry to be on the soapbox about it, but it kind of smells when you pay that much for a car and you don't get that when you can buy a $20,000 car and get it standard. All right. That's my soapbox.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a turnoff. That's a deal point.
Deal point. Yeah. I love Android Auto so much in my case that I would definitely want a car that had it in the future because it is certainly handy. And it's going to get a makeover, Les. They announced this week that Android Auto, a very useful app, is getting a makeover and has to do with the way it looks. It looks like they're going with a kind of like a blacked out design to sort of make it more readable. Well, they'll have a dark background. The interface will maximize the size of wider infotainment screens and allow more information to be visible. And then there'll be a navigation bar that will allow for multitasking. A user can see turn-by-turn directions and mobile apps at the same time. So it just gets better, doesn't it?
Terrific.
Yeah.
And it's free.
Unless you have a BMW.
That's right. Well, those of us with the BMW, you know, with, you know, me and my girlfriend, Muffy and I go to the country club.
And we just burn that money. Just, it should have a slot in the dashboard that you just keep putting money in. I mean, we like BMWs. They're great cars, but it's just kind of dumb that they charge that for that. Anyway, here's a trend in the city, New York City. City of New York. That's kind of weird. And it involves Mercedes, Lexuses, or Lexi, Audis, BMWs. People are stealing the side view mirrors. And that's because the mirrors are now $1,500 to $2,000.
Ooh.
Because they involve a lot of things, including sensors. They're heated mirrors. They're 360-degree camera systems. The camera's on there. Defrosters, blind spot monitoring, even like XM radio antennas can all be in the mirror. And they've started stealing these things. My question is, that's not an easy thing to steal.
Well, I was thinking the same thing. Are they just hacking them off with a hammer?
I don't know. Or are they just like, you know, taking a side cutter and cutting the sheet metal out and, you know, of the door and just ripping the whole unit out? Because I think you have to take the door apart to get the mirror off, don't you?
You do. I mean, to do it without damaging the car. I don't think these guys are concerned about that.
I bet they're chopping a hole out of the door.
Yeah.
Pulling the mirror out with a little bit of sheet metal around it and clipping the wires. Or maybe there is a connector for the wires that they take out. But it's become a bit of a problem. Now, you remember last week we told you about $120,000 worth of wheels and tires were stolen from a new car dealer. Well, you know. Seems like there's an aftermarket for stolen parts, right? The Midnight Auto Supply.
That's right, which means they can't actually damage the mirror assembly.
No, but to get it out, like I say, it's not something you can just roll up and, you know, take off.
No, so they're probably, you know, chopping the sheet metal around it. Boy, that's...
And that's messed up because you need a whole new door and a mirror because there's no easy way to repair that. And there's probably no reason to repair it when you can get a new door. But there you have it. That's my thought. How did they do it? deals of the week. We're going to get into that when we come back. And then I'm going to have a review of the Lexus ES300H Ultra Lux, which, believe it or not, just had Apple CarPlay, not Android Auto. But that's another story. Hey, when we come back, plenty more to go on Cruise Control Radio. Don't forget, enter that cat skin contest. We can't tell you enough. 2010 or newer Jeep products. If you got one, you want a leather interior, enter to win. Catskin, custom leather. All you have to do is go over to the Cruise Control Radio Facebook page. All the rules are right there. We'll be right back. I got a new car.
I got a new car. Cruise Control. Welcome back to Cruise Control. Les and Fred here. Hey, if you haven't gotten a new car but you want one,
no,
we're not,
got a... we're not giving you one.
No, we're not giving you one, but we're going to tell you where you can get deals.
Deals.
Because our deals of the week got some good ones.
Yep. Who's got a pen? That's what I say.
That's right. Now, if you want a Colorado pickup.
Oh yeah.
Pretty good thing. First of all, they're not that expensive to start with.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get them with a $1,500 customer cash.
A 2018 model, Les. They still got 2018s.
2018. Now, remember, you can deal on those already.
Yeah.
You should, at this time of the year, you should be able to get, at least 4% under dealer invoice.
Oh, yeah.
To start with.
Yeah. So that is a $1,500 customer cash discount or $1,000 APR cash and 0% 72-month payment plan. And then on the 2019 Colorado, you can get a $1,000 customer cash offer, although this excludes the base model. Okay. And they probably don't have a lot of base models out there now.
Probably not.
Yeah. Then what do you if you step up to a 2019, you can get. Well, it's talking a little bit about the 2019 model and the 2018 model difference, but basically 2018, $1,500 customer cash, $1,000 customer cash on the 2019. Now, how about this? The Chevy Volt. You can get big money on this. Chevy Volt's a cool vehicle, yep. Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you can score up to 18% off a leftover 2018 Volt or around $3,000 off the MSRP on a 2019 model. That's before you start dealing, right?
That's right. So you probably could end up getting about $5,000 off.
That's pretty amazing.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, so that's really good. Now,
I would not opt for the 0% APR for 72 months.
No, that's a long time.
That's a long time.
Well, how about this? You know, the C8 Corvette's coming out, and it's going to be introed in July, but now they have a glut of C7s, and dealerships want to move them. All kinds of deals going on, right?
Boy, oh boy, yes. You know, this is interesting because you would have...
Up to $15,000 on a C7.
That's huge.
Yep.
It'd be awfully tempting.
Yeah, exactly. So don't go in there without listening to Cruise Control Radio and knowing about these things. Because if you don't go in there and you... And you're like, oh, a Corvette, and somebody tries to say, oh, yeah, they're in demand or whatever. Meanwhile, cut to the drone shot, the guy's got 40 cars in the back lot.
Well, last year, 18,791 C7s were sold, which was a 44% less than what they sold in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
So... You can get a deal on a new one, and you know what's going to happen when the C8 comes out? There are going to be a lot of great used C7s.
Oh, yeah. And they'll be cheap. If the C8 is what they expect it to be.
We'll have to see. It will be coming up on the 18th of July. We'll see what happens. But in the meantime, let's talk about a car that I drove. And I was very impressed with this car. This is, you know me, I like big sedans, don't I?
You do, too. I just, that's my preference.
Yeah, rides great. This was the 2019 Lexus ES300H Ultra Lux in sunlight green. Final assembly point. Let's see. Mitsuyawaka Fukuoka, Japan. How's that?
That's very good.
I guess it is. There's no one here to judge me on it. This is a hybrid car. This is a big car. This is a luxury sedan. And this vehicle got me 53 miles to the gallon on
That's
the highway.
That's fabulous.
Now, I did pretty well because it's rated at 45 highway and 43 city for a combined of 44. Think about it. This is a big, heavy sedan with a lot of luxury stuff in there. And when you think about a 40-mile non-electrified, a 40-mile-per-gallon non-electrified car, like a Sentra or something like that, the difference in size and luxury, and now also getting 53 miles to the gallon, it's pretty amazing, right?
Very.
This had a 2.5-liter inline four-cylinder engine, and then it, of course, had the electric motor system for a total of 215 total system horsepower. Doesn't sound like a lot, but it was great. I tell you, it had plenty of go when I needed it. It had eco, normal, and sport. I stayed mostly in normal mode. So if I had gone in eco mode, I might have even gotten higher mileage. It had all kinds of safety systems, the Lexus Safety System Plus 2.0, pre-collision with pedestrian detection, all-speed dynamic radar cruise control, lane tracing assist, lane departure alert, intelligent high beam lamps, road sign assist. That's where it recognizes the road signs and projects them on the dash. Auto on-off LED low and high beam headlights. It had a rear spoiler, Les, small one.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. It had the Lexus Multi-Link system with 8-inch color display, 10 speakers, Scout GPS link with map stream, turn stream, and then Lexus Inform remote app and Amazon Alexa capability. Carpeted floor mats, too. Now, what are the ultra luxury features? 14-way leather driver and front passenger power seats, Lexus memory system for driver's seat, steering wheel, tilt and telescopic steering wheel. It will remember where your steering wheel sits. Rain-sensing wipers, heated and ventilated seats, wood trim and ambient lighting, hands-free power open and closed trunk, power rear sunshade, performance dampers front and rear. And we had some options, too. The base price is $44,960. So for $1,900, we got the blind spot monitor, a rear cross traffic alert, intuitive parking assist with auto braking, rear protection, pedestrian detection, and panoramic rear view mirror. Got a wireless phone charger, which I really like and used. We upgraded to a 10.2-inch head-up display and an 18-inch split five-spoke alloy noise reduction wheels, triple beam LED headlights, navigation Mark Levinson audio package. This came with the upgraded 12.3-inch color multimedia display that was beautiful. You only get Apple CarPlay compatibility on this car. No Android Auto. It's a Toyota thing. Heated wood and leather trim steering wheel with windshield wiper de-icer and fast response interior heater. And it had a courtesy delivery sticker, which is weird. It had a warning sticker on the window that said, "Caution, this car has tires that will only last for 20,000 miles. Isn't that weird?
Wow.
Total price as tested, $54,405. One thing I didn't like was the little touch finger mouse thing that you had to use on the console, but they're changing that. Anyway, time for me to say I'm Fred Staub.
I'm Les Jackson.
I'm going to see you down the road.
Bye.